Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast, and we've heard the news overnight that Sammy Verrills, he has been suspended for 2 games, so a massive loss for the Sydney Roosters. The only way that Sam Verrills could play rugby league again this year is if the Roosters make it all the way to the grand final, which would be a huge ask. This week, they've got a huge ask on their hands as it is, taking on the Manly Seagulls, coming off a loss to the Melbourne Storm. They'll be hungry, and it's a completely different battle, obviously, this week. So, big test for the Sydney Roosters and their depth. Now, obviously, they have answered every single question that has been put towards them this year when it comes to their depth. It's been an unbelievable season. There's probably no need for us to touch on that any more than what we have to, because we've spoken about it all year. You all understand that narrative of what Trent Robinson has achieved considering the circumstances that he is under. But this week, coming against the Manly Seagulls without their hooker, Sammy Verrills. Now, they've got a couple of options here. Now, one option that you could have potentially done, Victor Radley, he obviously played a lot of hooker coming through. But for me personally, he's simply too good in the 13 role, especially with Takiaho out. If you're going to move Radley out of lock, you would move Takiaho or Isaac Liu into that role. With Takiaho out, though, Isaac Liu, he has to play in the front row. You really don't have any other options there. You could move a Nat or an Egan Butcher into the front row, but I think you're weakening all of your structures way too much to try and cover the hooker position, which realistically, it's not like Victor Radley is a running nine. He's just going to be a pass off the deck sort of guy. So I think there's too much movement there to move Radley. I think they'd be crazy to do that, and I don't think they'll even consider it, to be perfectly honest with you. Then you have a look at their extended squad, though. Dale Copley, Ben Thomas, Ben Marski, and White on their bench, on their extended bench. You've also got Sammy Walker in jersey 14. You would have to assume that this will mean Sam Walker has to come into the starting side. If I was running this side, I would put Sam Walker at 7. I would move Drew Hutchinson to 6, and I would play Lachie Lamb at 9. To be honest with you, I would have had Lachie Lamb coming off the bench the last few weeks anyway, working with Sam Verrills. I wouldn't have done it the way that they have. But Trent Robinson knows what he's doing. He's got the results. They're still in this competition, so there's no questioning that. For me, I look at Sam Walker and I wonder if there's an injury there or something. It just seems a little bit odd that he's sitting in jersey 14. But with Verrills out, I think it almost guarantees that Sam Walker has to play. And, you know, the other option is that you have got Ben Marshy sitting on the bench, as we said. Crazy to think how his season has unfolded. You've got to remember that, from memory, Ben Marshy missed out on the North Sydney Bears squad at the start of the season. So he wasn't considered to be, what, in the top 5 hookers in the club, realistically. Here we are at the back end of the season, and he's 2 wins away from being a grand finalist. I mean, it is just unbelievable the way that the Roosters' season has played out. So Ben Marsh is another option. They could bring him it in to play hooker, which means that they can leave Drew Hutchinson at 7, they can leave Lachie Lamb at 6, and they can leave Sam Walker on the bench in jersey 14, which to me, I mean, it's possible, but I've got to tell you, I would be moving Lachie Lamb, I think, at 9. He's a brilliant little hooker as well. He's obviously his first choice is to play in the halves. He's played out in the centres as well, but I just think Lamb out of dummy half would be your best option. I think he's got a better pass on him than Ben Marschke, with all due respect to Ben. That's the way that I would be going. The other option, a guy that has played a bit of hooker this year, is Adam Kieran. He's obviously playing out in the centres. He played a lot of hooker for their New South Wales Cup team this year. He did very well when playing for North Sydney at hooker as well. But to be able to move him out there, you've got to have someone to replace him in the outside backs. I know they've got Dale Copley sitting on the bench, but geez, I'm not sure if I want to bring Dale Copley in against this Manly Seagulls team, to be perfectly honest with you. So they have got a few options. None of them are great, but I think the best one they've got is to move Sam Walker into the halves, play him at 7, play Drew Hutchinson at 6, and then you can play Lachie Lamb at hooker. Obviously, Hutcho, he needs to stay in the team. He's their main kicking game. His left foot game is unbelievable. He can just kick a ball so far compared to all these other guys. Also takes a lot of pressure off Sam Walker. And also, I would suggest, based on the way they've been using Sam Walker, that he probably is carrying an injury. He is a smaller body. You would rather have Drew Hutchinson doing all your kicking, getting hit late, taking that risk or whatever, because I guarantee you there will be teams that will be willing to give away a penalty on Sam Walker to give him a scare and to give him a little bit of a touch-up. I think it's safe to assume he's carrying some sort of an injury or something, Sammy Walker. Obviously, the other fear is that you have to put him in the defensive line. It'd obviously give the Manly Seagulls a spot to target. He was only on the field for 7 minutes the other night. Yes, he kicked the winning field goal. It was unreal. But he also let Bo Fillmore go past him. Yes, he ran him down. But as I said during the week, I think realistically, if Fillmore and Brian Kelly, I think it was, would have sorted that draw and pass out a little bit better instead of crossing under each other, I'm not sure if Sam Walker makes that tackle realistically. So defensively, just because he is the body that he is, there is some issues there. I would, you know, I can't think off the top of my head which side he would be defending on. I think it would be the right edge that Sam Walker would be defending on. So the right edge, you'd be coming up against their left side, which is their real strong side there with Joshy Schuster and stuff. So Foz, Schuster coming at him, it'd be really, really hard to handle. Ruben Garrick out there as well. And then, of course, Trbojevic coming off probably the worst game, or the quietest. Actually, you know what? It was the worst game of his season. Let's be perfectly honest here. It was the worst game of his season, so I have no doubt he'll be ready to rip and tear. Coming up against Sam Walker's edge there, it could be a pretty tough gig realistically. So a lot of options to weigh up there, but the unfortunate thing here for Trent Robinson is he doesn't really have that many options. Yeah, he hasn't got that many guys left in his squad. As I said, if you move Adam Kieran, you need to find a centre to replace him. And if you have a look at their bench, Ben Thomas, Ben Marschke and White, I mean, Dale Copley's the only guy there. And they had to bring Dale Copley from outside the squad a couple of weeks ago. So they're running out of troops in an unbelievably quick fashion, the Sydney Roosters. It's unfortunate the position they are in, but I have no doubt that however Trent Robinson decides to deal with this situation, he'll get the very best out of those guys. As I said, if I was Robbo, Sam Walker at 7, Drew Hutchinson at 6. He does the vast majority of the kicking with his left foot. Then I would have Lachie Lamb. I would play him at hooker. And then you can potentially bring Marschke onto the bench if you want, if you don't think Lachie Lamb is going to be able to survive the whole game. You obviously are missing a couple of forwards in this team. You're missing every position, but especially forwards, you are missing them. So Robbo's got to make a decision. Does he back Lamb in to play the entire game, or does he maybe carry Marschke on the bench, but then it's one less forward?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You can carry. I'd be expecting Warea Hargraves and Radley to play massive minutes this week. If it was up to me, I think they're going to be forced into that. I would expect Radley to play 70-odd minutes, if not 80. Warea Hargraves with the season on the line, there's going to be big expectations on him, the same as Isaac Liu. So as I said, a massive test for the Sydney Roosters. Backs against the wall, sudden death footy. But this has been the reality for the Sydney Roosters all season. They've just had to deal with keeping their head above water, making makeshift changes and just making it work. Big test for Trent Robinson. As we said, coming up against this Manly Seagulls side that everyone's been patting on the back for the last 3 or 4 months now. They've got their pants pulled down pretty badly against the Melbourne Storm with Manly's full-strength side. Melbourne missing a couple of guys, including Josh Adokar. They also lost Brandon Smith during the game. So really got their pants pulled down. They're a real wake-up call for the Manly Seagulls. Coming into this game against the Sydney Roosters, they're going to be very hungry. Roosters with a couple of changes, as it has been all year. Cannot wait for this one. We'll have our full coaches clipboard coming tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. But some big decisions for Trent Robinson to make. Let me know on the podcast review section, or send me a message on Instagram. Let me know how you think Robbo is going to deal with this one. I think it has to involve Sam Walker coming into the starting side, though.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.